Well, happy Sunday, everyone. This is the Kurt Landry Podcast. More so, Rabbi, not normally what we do, going live on a Sunday, but, you know, you felt like we needed to come out and really deliver a really, really important message. So let's jump straight into it. What do we have, Rabbi?
Well, I wanted to do this, Daryl. First of all, I want to thank you for taking time away from your family and to do this. And all of you that are watching, I definitely want you to share this. And the reason is that I felt like I needed to get ahead of the news cycle. So that's why I made the statement. I mean, literally, I want to give honor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant and the rest of the Israelis, because that team that chaired that, because this was such a strategic move. This was a three-wave assault. And in fact, the title of it was The Days of Repentance. That was the title of it. And they literally went in right after Shabbat, right after the end of Sukkot. And they went in with this this huge three-wave attack. Over 100 airplanes all returned safe. They flew 2,000 kilometers. They avoided Jordan and Saudi Arabia, which is key. So they went through Syria and Iraq, which really doesn't have any type of air force or missile defense. So they flew safely. They hit 20 military sites, mainly missile manufacturing and drone manufacturing sites. And one of the major things is all the missile defense systems that they had really four that protect Tehran, that area, and all of them were eliminated. So basically kind of like where we're at right now, I've got reports here. Some of this stuff is pretty confidential, but I'll just say this. The reason I say that Israel has avoided World War III is there are people even inside the Israeli government that are saying that they wish that Netanyahu would have done more. And I want to share with you why I believe this was the right amount of an assault and let the strategic decide. And I don't want to get into all the I'm not a newscaster. I'm just wanting to tell you politically why this was so good and spiritually why it's so good. Basically, what you have now in Iran is this. There was only a few military people killed in this. There was no casualties of civilians. Praise God for that. So that kept it safe. But they didn't go after the nuclear sites. They didn't go after the oil fields, which a lot of people, oh, why don't you hit that? Understand this, please. If they go after the oil fields and the nuclear sites, then what you do is then you're bringing China and Russia into the equation, because China depends on the Iranian oil. So does Russia. So you have to realize that there's many wars, and the big war that they're fighting right now is world opinion. And we're right before the election, and they're not wanting to draw the attention. I can tell you for sure that Israel is very pro-Trump, and they're terrified of Kamala Harris and all of those decisions from that administration. So they're not wanting to stir up that pot. But at the same time, they have to retaliate because Iran attacked them severely, and they still have to deal with Hezbollah in the north, which I'll talk about in just a minute. They're also finishing up with Hamas in the south, and I'll deal with that in a minute. Remind me, Daryl, to talk about what's happening down there. So I have been released to kind of share some of this information with you. And so, yes, they avoided World War III because let's say there would have been listen, this is a huge, you have Israeli jets refueling in the air, going in, strategically hitting spots over all these, basically where it is right now is you've got the Revolutionary Guard, the military guys in Iran saying, we must strike back. Look what Israel has done. And you've got Khomeini, the Ayatollah, saying, now, wait a minute, we can't do that. Because let's say that Iran retaliates on Israel right now. If they do, Israel can retaliate on them, and they have absolutely all their defense to keep the Air Force of Israel and Israel's missiles from coming in and hitting the Ayatollah, hitting the nuclear sites, and hitting the oil. All of that's been removed now. So now, guess what? they are open for negotiation for peace talks now, because all of a sudden, guess what? We just basically arrested you like a Western, and we took your guns and your missiles. And now it's like we're holding a gun to your head and say, let's stop this war. Israel wants peace. The Iranians want peace. The Iranians don't want war. They're just trying to defend their honor amongst the other Arab and Persian nations. They had to do something. But now they're at a place where, listen, that basically the bullets have been taken out of their gun. I'm being very basic. But that's where we are, Daryl, right now. And I felt like people needed to know that. And I think it's key that they know that this is happening before the election in the United States. I think that it's pivotal.
Yeah, guys, we would just encourage you, if you can share this live stream just with anyone that you know, that they can get this information. Rabbi, a lot of this information is really, really hard to get. And so you felt really passionate today to just go live and bring this to everyone. So Rabbi, we have a video that you're wanting to play that we worked on. Can you kind of walk everybody through that real quick?
Okay, so I'm just going to read a correspondence that was sent to me so that you can kind of see how this works. See, a lot of times the things that you're hearing and seeing, just like I'm gonna push back just for a minute. Let's go down south. Let's go to Gaza. Okay, so Netanyahu releases thousands of trucks and all this humanitarian aid over all this time, and literally, I know this for a fact, that you have Hamas soldiers. And when you have Palestinians that live in Gaza going to try to get to the trucks and the food, they're literally shooting the pedestrians, the civilians, from getting the food. Hamas is stealing all the food. And so, and then they black market it and do what they want with it. So that's where everyone's saying, well, Israel's not letting this aid in. Listen, I don't know how many thousands of pounds of aid has been let in, but it's all being stolen. And I know that for a fact. I've seen the videos of people being shot, trying, they're starving to death. So the Hamas has to be removed. So those of you that, you know, are pro-Hamas is shooting their own people in the South so that they can't get to the food trucks, okay? And I got released to be able to share that today. But what I want to share with you now, I want to go to the North, is what's happening. And these are all happening simultaneously. So this happened today. It says, hello, dear friend. I want to update you on something that was only published today. So it was published today in Israel, but it will never make it to the news in the West, I wouldn't think. It says, our brave and precious soldiers have located a large strategic tunnel deep in southern Lebanon, packed with ammunition, equipment, and enough supplies to last a lifetime. Now, why is he sending me this? Because this commander knows that one of my concerns for years and years and years has been the threat that comes from Iran and from Hezbollah and different groups, that there are tens of thousands of rockets and they will all be fired at the same time into Herzliya, into Tel Aviv and into Haifa and into Jerusalem and all this. And this is a real threat. And we know for a fact that these are real. There is literally tens of thousands of ballistic missiles. These aren't Qassam rockets like they have in Gaza, where they can just randomly, they shoot them up in the air and wherever they hit, then that's the target. No, this is ballistic missiles. These are missiles that are strategic. I could go through, I've got a whole list of what was there, but the point is, listen to the rest of this story. It says, this is thanks to a highly alert soldiers, and these are soldiers that CLM supports, okay? Turning, the tunnel was destroyed today with 400 tons of explosives. He says, I'm attaching a report from the Israeli media, as well as an interview with the battalion commander, as what the broadcast is on television. These are heroes rewriting the history books every day. In 50 years, the stories of these brave soldiers will be written. They are the best there is. We miss you and look forward to you visiting the Holy Land. Best regards, and all the best to you. And speaking to our family and to CLM. So I want you to see what this looks like. This is how strategic it was. Here we are in Lebanon. You're going to see, you know, there everything's hidden underground in a neighborhood, and yet they destroy the tunnel and do very little damage and collateral damage to the civilians and to the properties. But it removed the threat. This is a major threat removed. And this is exclusive video I'm sharing with you that was taken with one of our drones. I want you to watch this.
And Rabbi, before we play the video, there's no audio to the video. So everyone streaming, just know that. So let's go straight to it.
Yeah, thank you, Daryl.
All right, so Rabbi, can you walk everybody through who may have just jumped on the live stream about what exactly they just watched?
So what you just watched is the threat coming from Iran. They're taking the head off the snake, and their proxy Hezbollah in the north in Lebanon, not the Lebanese people, but the Hezbollah and the terrorist organization that really is holding that nation hostage, no different than Hamas in Gaza. But what they've had over years and years and years, I don't know exactly, but I can remember for like 15 years ago of them bringing in weapons. And even like when they would always say that there would be all these missiles. Well, the way the threat has been against Israel is Israel has to realize that they could literally have one night. Now, we have the Iron Dome and David's sling that can knock down all these missiles. But at the same time, if there's 150 ballistic missiles coming out of Lebanon into Haifa, into Tel Aviv, and all the way down to Ashkelon, into Jerusalem, and into the Golan Heights all at one time, that would overwhelm the system. So you have to understand that Israel has a responsibility to protect its people. And the only way to do that, and that's why it was so important that Israel moved into a ground incursion, because this was found. This, they were searching for this, but it was the alert soldiers, you could see it, that came from my message, that actually found it. And this is critical that they found this, because this is one of the main places where all the storage of all this ammunition and all the equipment and everything that was there, it has been completely destroyed. So what's happening is you're having a moment where literally the enemies that are all watching this are having to realize, you know what, there is a God in Israel. There is a God in Israel. Look what happened with over 100 planes take off, 100 planes return. They fly 2,000 kilometers through Syria and Iraq. They remove all the defense systems off Iran. They're not the tyrants. Israel is not this murderous thing. They didn't bomb into cities, and they didn't go into civilians. They didn't go after the oil. They didn't go after the nuclear sites. But what they did is disarmed them, almost like a spiritual policeman. And they went in and they said, you're under arrest. Give us your weapons. Now, let's sit down and negotiate this thing out so that we don't. No one wants World War III. But I can tell you, praise God for Prime Minister Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant for this brilliant plan that they call basically Days of Repentance, to go in and remove basically the things that allow them to have strength. Now they've gone into Lebanon, and Hezbollah could have said, well, maybe you removed like all the big threat over there in Iran, but we still got you held hostage here. What you just watched in that explosion just shows, and there's other places coming, they just shows there, Daryl, saying, no, we just removed that threat as well. That's why I'm on the air Sunday night with you, is because this is totally an answer to prayer. This is an answer to all of you who pray. This is an example of the power of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the power of God's judgment, saying he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. You are literally watching Bible prophecy. This is canceling. I preached this the other night, or the other day, at John Benefil's at the Heartland Apostolic Conference. And I said, one of the ways, if you really want to get God's wrath stirred up, have a goat nation who is controlled by Satan try to come in and change God's calendar and change, trying to say, well, he's not going to fulfill prophecy the way he has said, according to God's time clock. That's what Satan's been trying to do with all of this. By trying to start, it is not time for World War III. It is not time for the Ezekiel scriptures. It's not God's time. God's moving into a time of peace, prosperity, and revival. God is moving into a time where he's going to bless and expand Israel, and God's going to save and bless the United States of America. That's the time it is right now. Satan does not have the control, but God uses people to damage Satan. And what you've just heard on this broadcast and what you just saw with that explosion, I'm sure they didn't want that soldier to actually, who found that. It was just a few guys that found it, came back, and then look what they've done. 400 tons of explosion. It's like they blew it up. The week before that, they blew up their bank. All the bank in Lebanon there, they blew up their finances. So now their finances, they've removed all of their commanders from Nasrallah all down, all 10 of them gone. So basically, Haman and his 10 sons have been hung on their own gallows. And no one's talking about this. This is a powerful victory in the name of the Lord. Basically, what's happening is Psalm 121 has happened. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He shall not allow your foot to be moved. He will keep you. He will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord's your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by the night. The Lord shall preserve you all from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forward and even forevermore in Yeshua's name. So, Daryl, that's why I'm glad that you're on this podcast with me. Your generation hasn't seen these type of sovereign prophetic miracles. Sorry that people won't talk about it. We understand that news won't carry this, and a lot of religious organizations don't carry this. But what you're seeing here is this. No, it's interesting that the Israeli government, Days of Repentance, has called. Judgment has come upon the land, and God is ruling from heaven. Maybe our government's not in agreement with some of this. They leaked the information. That's why this thing was a week late, because you can't trust them. That's why Bibi Netanyahu did not allow Yoav Gallant, the Minister of Defense, to come to Washington, D.C., because they knew it would be leaked out of the United States. They reshaped it, reformed it. They got the victory, and praise God for you and I and the ecclesia and the sheep nations from around the world who will stand for righteousness, because the Lord is developing and blessing the righteous who bless Israel and stand with the God of Israel.
Well, it looks like we've got, Rabbi, almost 400 people on Facebook and YouTube. Guys, we appreciate you jumping on with us. And, Rabbi, wow. A ton of stuff going on, playing that video. I can't thank you enough for really walking people through this. I guess technically our first live podcast. We didn't really plan too much with it. It was kind of a last second decision for me to jump on with you. But how do you want to wrap this up?
Let me wrap this up. This, I know we'll have others watching this and praise God, but I want to thank House of David members, One New Man Embassy, Kurt Landry, ministry supporters, partners, our YouTube partners. This is how real this is. I want you to hear one of the commanders as part of what you're saying. Listen to the heart of this. They're so thankful. This has been a long war for them. So I want you to listen to this, and then we'll close. I think it'll be good. Is this good, Daryl? You want to listen to this? This will be good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Hello, dear Kurt. Hello, how are you doing? Shana Tova. Happy New Year. Shana Tova. God bless you. I am on the way now to home from Kiryat Shmone. Our warriors inside fighting in the south of Lebanon, doing a good job. The soldier is very, very brave and know the work, I would say. And I want to say to you, happy Shana Tova, and healthy and blessing and everything. And we everybody hope that the Messiah will come, and Israel will always survive. We love you very much. We're doing everything for the country, for the Israeli people. And I am, and my soldiers appreciate your support always. Thank you very much. Shana Tova to you and to your whole family. Love you very much, Ben.
Shana Tova to you, Ben. We are praying for you. We're so glad.
So, Daryl, you can see this is one of the reasons I say this to you. I want you to see that the Israeli soldiers are very much focused on blessing, saving, and restoring. They do have a heart for the Lebanese people. The Lebanese people are not Hezbollah. Hezbollah is a terrorist group that has taken over their country, no different than in Gaza. Hamas, a terrorist group, taking over their country, all controlled by what just happened in Iran, by the Ayatollah and the Iranian people. I was old enough to remember when the Shah of Iran, and Iran was a very prosperous Persian nation, and they were also taken over. So you need to understand that right now the Israelis are the ones. The Israeli soldiers, the nation of Israel, is actually being used by God to save the world from World War III, because they have every intention of trying to destroy the little Satan, which is Israel, and the big Satan is the United States. They're wanting to remove us, as they say, the Saturday and the Sunday people. But I got to tell you, God is defending Israel, and God is also defending the United States right now. He is blessing us. He has heard our prayers, and praise God that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is on the move in this hour. And that's why I wanted to come onto this podcast. Was literally, I talked with my Israeli friends, and they said, "No, Kurt, we want you to tell the story for us." So I hope I've done as good a job as I can. But a lot of us as Christians aren't used to actually being in a real war. This is a real war. This is life and death. And so we want to thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love and support. But most of all, thank you for sharing this message to see, because believe me, the news this next week is going to be all over the place. You know, they didn't do enough. They did too much. They did this. No, I want to say this. In Yeshua's name, they did exactly what God wanted done, and now you're going to see the fruit of it. And I thank the Lord that it's not going to disrupt our election. Make sure you get out and vote. Vote principles, biblical principles, and vote for those who will bless Israel, and vote for those who will be pro-life, and vote for those who are really pro-America. Because I can tell you right now that the prayers that we see, we have more people praying on our prayers for America from other nations and other countries, because they know that America must be strong in order for the world to be a safe place.
Yeah, so I think this live stream, Rabbi, for everybody watching on Facebook, YouTube, over on X, we'll throw this up on Spotify and Apple, just like a normal Thursday Kurt Landry podcast episode. I think the information is important enough, Rabbi, especially you popping in and just being willing to share this with everyone. So we'll pop this over on Apple and Spotify. We'll probably get it around tomorrow if you want to listen to it, if you want to share it that way. We just encourage you to share this live stream video as soon as the live stream gets done. I think for the coming week or so, coming months, Rabbi, especially with the type of updates that you're able to bring to the Kurt Landry Ministry family and audience, just do us a favor. Just click the subscribe button if you're over on YouTube so you can get those notifications. Click the bell notification. You definitely don't want to miss an update like this. I I think overall this was really good, Rabbi. I appreciate you reaching out. I know over 400 people watching this live right now really appreciate that as well.
Oh, well, we love you and appreciate you guys. And I am not a news correspondent. I've got so many friends that do great jobs with it. And I could have just sat here and teleprompt like some of the stuff, but I didn't want to go into the issues. But when Israel does these things, like the drones that are being used bring death and destruction in the Ukraine, that manufacturing doesn't exist. That got removed. So, and you have to understand that it's going to take over a year because most of all of that manufacturing comes out of China. So there's just a lot of things that what happened is this is going to bring life. Okay. It's going to bring life. And I know it's hard, but it's frustrating for us who know the truth about Israel. I made a decision and I was asked and commissioned by Israel years ago to be a voice. And I'm bringing that voice of truth. And I can tell you, I think there was two soldiers killed at one military installation. So no civilian casualties. And now it's going to bring soberness to the table. And if there's any chance of any type of peace talks, praise God. And praise God that they flew over Syria and Iraq. Praise God that we protected our peace treaty with Saudi Arabia and our peace treaty, the Abraham Accords, and with Jordan and Egypt. Nobody's upset with it. Nobody likes the fact of a bully randomly firing rockets into a sovereign nation and to civilians like they did into Israel. And I know Israel's dome, praise God, but man, it costs millions of dollars knocking down all that. People stressed out, post-traumatic stress, in bomb shelters with children, and having to bring all the food down there and all that. No one in their right mind thinks that's right or likes that. But praise God, this is a way to be able to stop the assault. This blesses all the surrounding neighborhoods. This blesses everybody. And I want to say it blesses the heart of God. And we know that, praise God for the IDF and the Air Force and all the other groups. But at the same time, praise the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he's fulfilling prophecy and he is faithful and true. And if he'll protect Israel and you're for Israel and you're for the God of Israel through Jesus Christ, praise God, he'll protect and bless you.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. I guess let me turn my mic on real quick. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Rabbi, do you have anything else before we sign this one off?
No, I'm good. I just want to thank everybody on this Sunday for investing time. And make sure you pray Psalm 91 over Israel and over the United States. Pray for this election. Pray specifically for Donald Trump and his family. I know that there has been rumors of another assassination attempts. Just pray for his safety. Pray for his food. Pray for this election. And, even after November the 5th, we have to pray, because then he has to get into office on January the 6th. And so we just need to pray for the United States of America, that we will sovereignly be restored and be placed in alignment to be responsible with all that has been given us. And that's why it's key that you vote. And you don't vote because you don't like person. I don't like either one, so I'm not going to vote. This isn't about personalities. This is about policies that are going to establish and align this nation to prosper once again. And it is going to happen, but we need your vote. And just because there seems to be momentum everyone's saying there's a red wave, it doesn't make any difference with different situations. You need to vote early. And you need to be able to overcome and keep this in prayer. We are at a tipping point in this nation, and the prayer is going to tip this more than anything else. So I just encourage you and exhort you to pray. I'll be going live on January the 5th. I'll be here and leading some prophetic correspondence in prayer. I'm in January. Sorry, November the the 5th on Election Day. We'll be live here on the Kurt Landry Podcast, so plan on joining us.